The scheduled transfer of power in Iraq from the U.S. to a provisional government is still more than 6 months away, but already the jockeying for power has begun. As the formation of a new government nears, the negotiations and the lobbying among different factions will only intensify. In a series of reports this week, we're going to examine the objectives and priorities of Iraq's three major groups, the Shiite and Sunni Arabs, and the Kurds.
And we begin in Kurdistan, in northern Iraq. For the past dozen years, the Kurds lived outside Saddam Hussein's control, protected by U.S. and British warplanes. On the eve of the U.S.-led invasion, Kurdish leaders agreed to put aside their separatist aspirations. In exchange, they received a promise that in a future Iraqi federation, they would continue to enjoy some autonomy as a state of Kurdistan. Recently, however, the Kurds have grown frustrated with negotiations in Baghdad. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to the Kurdish city of Sulaymaniyah and filed this report.
Halkat Karim is an Iraqi Kurd who's optimistic about the future.
Everything is good now because that's new Iraq and new Kurdistan, and we are free now.
In the months since Saddam's overthrow, Karim has started two new businesses. On a recent cold and rainy night, he had a dozen men hard at work unloading 4,700 cases of Bear beer that had just been trucked in from Denmark. Karim recently returned to Sulaymaniyah with his family after living in Denmark for 19 years. But he wants to make it clear that he did not return to Iraq. Karim says his home country is Kurdistan, and as far as he's concerned, Baghdad is not the capital.
That's not my city. My city is Sulaymaniyah, and I can't speak Kurdish, and it's my country. Kurdistan is my country.
This deeply rooted sense of Kurdish nationalism may be one of the biggest challenges the U.S. occupation authority faces from what is otherwise the most stable and pro-American parts of Iraq. 8 months after the war, the electricity here functions normally, and it's safe to drive through the countryside at night. That's because the two Kurdish factions that have each ruled a piece of this territory since 1991 are still in charge. In fact, this month, the Kurdistan National Assembly, a parliament that was formed more than a decade ago, convened to swear in new provincial officials. It's no secret that Iraq's Kurds have long dreamt of independence, especially after decades of repression and persecution at the hands of Arab-dominated governments in Baghdad. Before the U.S. invasion, however, Kurdish leaders agreed with the U.S. and other Iraqi opposition parties that they would not seek independence after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein.
This is probably the only nationalist movement who is willing to be so realistic and so moderate about its aspirations, even though we have suffered genocide.
Barham Saleh is the prime minister for the eastern part of the Kurdish region. He says both ruling Kurdish groups are in agreement that the future Iraqi constitution should grant the Kurds a degree of self-government within a new federal Iraq.
Kurdistan region will have an executive, a council of ministers with its prime minister, and will have a governor or a president, will have its own national guards like what you have in the United States, and no doubt this will integrate into the Iraqi National Command, but also subject to monitoring and subject to accountability to our authorities here in the Kurdistan region.
It's far from clear whether Iraq's other main players, the Arabs, will accept these demands. And the Kurds are growing increasingly concerned of the U.S. approach to the political process in Baghdad.
Frankly, I can't say that they do see eye to eye with us Kurds as to the kind of federal system we want.
Dr. Shafiq Kazaz, another top Kurdish official, says he wants to annex additional territory that Baghdad cleansed of Kurds over the past 30 years. First and foremost, he claims the oil-rich region of Kirkuk, which lies just south of the Kurdish autonomous zone.
Also, the rest of the liberated areas of Kirkuk and beyond would have to be part of this arrangement. We feel that we are fully entitled and justified in asking for all this.
So far, there has been no U.S. handover of Kirkuk to the Kurds. The U.S. occupation authority has also refused to give in to Kurdish demands to evict the tens of thousands of Arab settlers who were transplanted to Kirkuk from the south of the country by Saddam Hussein. some Kurdish intellectuals and academics have decided to take matters into their own hands. Newspaper editor Karwan Abdullah is one of the leaders of a grassroots organization that's calling for a referendum among the Kurds to decide whether or not they should remain a part of Iraq.
We don't care about the statement by the politicals. We are the people. We are the one who are living in this country. And we would just want to, the people to decide whether they want to live with the Iraq or not.
Some Kurdish officials are warning that if they are not happy with the terms of the future Iraqi constitution, they may well consider a referendum on the question of independence. Ivan Watson, NPR News.